Baby Marcus is a little over a month old. Today he's getting weighed for the second time since he was born. Marcus's mom, Tempest, has been breastfeeding him.
Oh, big baby. It's okay, big baby. You've gained a whole pound and 6 ounces, buddy.
Tempest is African American. She's one of the few women she knows in her community who's breastfed beyond her first days in the hospital.
Before I even was pregnant, I was like, when I get pregnant, I want to breastfeed. But, you know, it gets kind of downing when people are like, oh, it's going to hurt, oh, this or that. So it kind of, like, gives you that doubt in the back of your head.
She says it's here to Uzazi Village, not at home, that she's gotten a lot of breastfeeding support.
Coming here, it just boosted back up, like, don't care what nobody else says. You're always going to have a naysayer. Go ahead and do it.
On the corner of 37th and Troost, Uzazi Village is right off the bus line. The weathered delicatessen sign still hangs above the building's wide storefront windows. Inside, the open room is laid with dark refurbished wood, bare brick walls, and a high exposed ceiling. Executive Director Sherry Payne says the place has good karma. She's a nurse and has taught labor and delivery. Payne says it was during her first time breastfeeding that she received a vision for what she wanted to do.
When I was laying there after successfully having that home birth and successfully breastfeeding, and I'm sort of in the warm afterglow and holding my newborn, and I thought, and I remember thinking this very clearly, this is what I want to spend the rest of my life doing, helping women to have experiences like this one.
And a year and a half ago, Payne's vision came to fruition. Uzazi is a Swahili word meaning birth, and Uzazi Village is geared specifically to improving birth outcomes for women living in the urban core, especially low-resource African-American women. Sherry Payne says the organization grew out of a community meeting where she posed the question,
if this community could create its own maternity care system, what would that look like?
Based on the community's response to that question, Sherry Payne and three other local women drew up a strategic plan and found the space to open Uzazi Village. Here, families can take the childbirth boot camp class or get advice from the on-staff lactation consultant or get paired with a doula. That's a non-medical person who provides physical and emotional support to a pregnant mom. All of these services are free to women in the community. Right now, Uzazi doesn't offer any medical services. Rather, it's a place for community education and support for issues in pre- and postnatal care. A key part of that is breastfeeding support. Though Payne says most women aren't looking for breastfeeding support when coming to Uzazi.
We haven't breastfed for generations. It didn't just happen overnight.
Kathy Barber is a national breastfeeding advocate. She's written 2 books on economic and social barriers preventing African-American women from breastfeeding. The barriers are multifaceted. Some are institutional. Barber says she's concerned that healthcare providers are less likely to talk with a black woman about breastfeeding because they assume she'll use formula. There's also economic barriers. Many of the women at Uzazi work jobs without paid maternity leave and have to go back to work soon after giving birth. And at work, there's often no private space to pump breast milk, so formula seems more convenient. Kathy Barber says there are social hurdles, too.
The black family right now is not as united as it once was. There's a high divorce rate. And because it was once a very united community, when the black family started to shift, breastfeeding also started to shift because families weren't together.
And now that fewer black women are breastfeeding, Barber says many don't have someone serving as a breastfeeding role model.
We don't see our friends breastfeeding. We may not have seen our mothers or our aunties or our grandmothers breastfeeding. So you look at the history, you look at the lack of modeling, you look at the lack of education, the lack of support, and then you get to 2013, all of these factors come together.
That's where Uzazi Village steps in, to try and normalize breastfeeding in the black community. One way is through mother-to-mother support here at the Chocolate Milk Cafe. It's the only breastfeeding support group in Kansas City that's exclusively for African-American women.
I'm Tempest Brown. Yeah. This is little Marcus. He is a month and a week now.
Alexis, I have a 6.5-year-old and an 11-month-old.
My name's Anika. This is Sage. She is 10 months. No problems with her. Very chubby, chunky girl.
Today, Jamisha Wade is leading a group of 4 women, and this week's theme is, I've got all my sisters with me.
When I have my first. first, we were at a black church in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I didn't have anywhere to nurse. So I nursed on the back steps because I wasn't confident enough to nurse in church, and she was kind of a loud baby anyway. So I sat in like a stairway, very cramped, hot, at the top of the church to nurse her, or nurse in the bathroom. Those are my only options at the church.
Well, but see, I'm that type. I will go ahead and be out there with my stuff, and I did. And, you know, if people have something to say, then they have something to say. But when you say preparing to breastfeed, that was in my mind. The preparation of, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle it?
Emotional.
Yep. So that was a big piece for me.
What kind of response, and worried about what kind of response you're going to get from others.
Sherry Payne says Uzazi serves women of all races, but at the root, the organization is culture specific. Its purpose is to address maternal health disparities in the urban community, and Payne says that usually means African-American women.
The only Caucasian person in the circle was you, and you were allowed because you're a reporter for today. Notice that there are other Caucasian people here, but they did not join the circle. That is purposeful. We're trying to create a safe space, what I like to call a sacred environment, that is just for them, so that they can nurture one another, they can heal, they can rejuvenate, they can talk safely, speak about all the harm that has been done to them, process it, and take up a healthy attitude, healthy behaviors, and go on.
Part of developing a healthy attitude is seeing images that look like them. Sherry Payne says a lot of literature around breastfeeding and infant care shows pictures of Caucasian babies and women. But she says black women can't relate to that. So she displays photos of African-American women breastfeeding and plays videos, like this one, called Teach Me How to Breastfeed.
Baby, like tea. Can you teach me how to breastfeed? I heard it's free, and all my baby really need. Yo, listen up, grab your partner, and I'll show you how. It's super easy and the best way to feed your child.
Here's National Breastfeeding Advocate Kathy Barber.
When you have generations of women that haven't breastfed, it's important for them to see images of themselves breastfeeding to say, okay, this actually does happen.
Other organizations in Kansas City have taken notice of Uzazi Village.
Sherry speaking.
In her office at Swope Health Services, Sherry Taheed takes a call while chatting with me at her desk. She's a breastfeeding educator with the government assistance program Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. Taheed says she meets a lot of women needing maternal health services. She refers them to programs like Healthy Start through Mother and Child Health Coalition, or The Birthplace at Truman Medical Center. She tells me that in the last year, she started referring women to Uzazi Village. Even though it's a young organization, Tai tells me that so far, she likes what she sees.
That has been a real flower in the weeds. They're in the heart of the community and really engaging.
Kathy Barber says that despite national initiatives, there's no consensus on how to address the disparities in breastfeeding. But she thinks the answer will blossom from within the African-American community.
The community, the people who are dealing with a particular problem, they already have the solution in hand. They just need help with tweaking it and finessing it to bring it to fruition.
That's what Sherry Payne's trying to do at Uzazi Village. In the next 5 years, the community plans to expand the village by opening a birth center and an urban school of midwifery. For Casey Currents, I'm Monica Sandreski.